Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Zechariah chapter 4, reading verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Amen. The title of our message is The Eyes of God. He said, who would despise the day of small things? Jesus says the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, the smallest of all seed. But when it is planted, it will grow and become an exceeding great tree and fill the whole earth. He says, who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord. Seven here is telling us of perfect. And so, he says that he is having the eyes of the Lord. So it's not the eyes of man, the eyes of the Lord. What eyes? The eyes of God. You know, the Lord is God. And they say that this wonderful eyes is running to and fro. He seeth all things, is what he's saying to us. Everything on this earth, he says, he seeth all to the ends of the earth. And therefore, we need to know these eyes of God. See what Revelation records for us. Revelation chapter 5, reading verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Fantastic. He says that this lamb of God has seven eyes, and these seven eyes are the seven spirits of God. He's telling you that his spirit is perfect. That is why he says, the word of the Lord is perfect. Converting the soul. He has perfect eye. Every word of God is perfect. He says, those are the eyes by which he sees. That these are the eyes of the Lamb of God. So it is the Lamb that has the eyes. Look at Revelation chapter 3 and hear what it says in verse 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and his seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Who is talking? He said, he that have the seven spirits or seven eyes, the perfect eyes of God. He said, I know your work. I see it all. He said he knows every one of them in the church in Sardis. So he's giving message to John to give to them that I know your works. I know what you're doing. Nothing is hidden from me. So I'm wanting to reprove and correct you and put yourself in order, lest your nakedness will be found out. So he's saying to us that this Lamb of God, this one Lord has seven spirit of perfect eyes. And therefore he's saying to us that we should know him. You know what he's saying to us? He wants us to receive him. He's not telling us of the eyes of God so that we'll just know it. No, he wants us to receive him so that we will have the eyes of God. Look at what he says in further in the Revelation 3, in verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and thine eye anoint and thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. He wants us to see. He wants us to have his eyes. Are they physical eyes? No. He says the eye of the spirit, spiritual eyes. That's why he says the seven spirits. He's not in our natural eyes, the eyes of men. No, the eyes of the Lord. He says the eyes of the Lord are run to and fro throughout the whole earth. What eye? The eyes of God. Look at Hebrews chapter 4, reading from verse 12 to 13. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. He says everything is open to his eyes. To whose eyes? The word of God. That everything is open to the scripture is what he's saying to us. He's terrible. He seeth all things. Everyone shall give account to him. He knows everyone. That's why he says that we must all appear before the judgment seat of the word of God. In that he is quick or living and powerful. He said the word of God is the spirit. That's why he said the Lord is the spirit. The seer. He's not telling us of physical eyes. No. Just imagine yourself a creature. We are created. He created us. You can see your office. You can see where you go to shopping. You can even see your country or your neighborhood when with your physical eyes when you travel. No, with the eyes of your mind. He says the word of God is the mind of God. That's why he said, let the same mind which was in Christ be in you. He said, if his spirit enter you, you'll be seen. He said, anoint your eyes, Sam, that you might see. See what? See these wonderful things. Know these wonderful things, that he is the spirit, the seer, the end from the beginning. That if we think we are seeing, say we are miserable, we are blind. He came to open the eyes of the blind. He said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. That's why he says, I am the light of the world. Not physical light. He's talking of the light of understanding. That we may know him. The only true God. That these eyes of God is quick, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. That's why he doesn't need to move. He said that when the Egyptians and Pharaoh was pursuing the Israelites, the Lord viewed the host of the Egyptians from the pillar of fire. From the word of God. The word of God is a seer. He is that eyes of God. And he viewed them and then discomfited them. Lose their wills. He seeth. He said to us that he seeth all things. He told Prophet Samuel. He says, I don't have the eyes of man. I have the eyes of God. You look outside, I look inside. That I have weighed Eliab, he is empty. He does not have my eyes. He doesn't have my spirit. He doesn't know what I'm saying. He is carnally minded. That's why he says to be carnally minded is death. He's talking of our mind. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How can we be mindful of him? He said we need his spirit. That's why he told the disciples, say, wait in Jerusalem until my spirit come. That is that eye opener. He will open your understanding that you might understand the scripture. You'll be seeing me. He says we are blind because we don't see these wonderful. He seeth all things. And so he's saying to us that we should receive him. That he want this same mind to be in us. He want us to be spiritually minded is what he's saying. He came to open our eyes so that we can see God again. The devil blinded Adam. When he sinned against God, the spirit departed from him. He became carnally minded. He was groping. That we are groping. We don't see. It doesn't mean we don't see physically. No. See, our mind is blind. That if the gospel of Jesus is missing or is hid, is lost to those, is hidden to those who are lost. So the purpose that it is the word of God that is speaking to us. That when he says with those seven, is they say is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Saying not by might, not that by power, but by my spirit. He said that one with Zerubbabel is the seven. He seeth all things. And so he's saying to us that we should come to him so that he will open our eyes. As he did to the disciples, he opened their eyes that they might understand the scripture. That's why his servant, Apostle Paul, wrote this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18 of it. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. He says he's calling us to see God. That the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, we may see the purpose of his calling. He's calling us so that we can see this one true God. This one who seeth all things, who nothing is hidden from, so that we will be in order. We will not be found naked. Because if we don't see him, say our nakedness will appear. Our error will be made manifest. That we need to see the Lord. That if this Lord is here, this is he to those who are walking in darkness. Because they love darkness. And now he's saying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who the God of the Holy Bible, should grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the Holy Scriptures. That the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that he is talking of the scripture when he said those seven eyes. That he came to change us. That when we keep looking unto him, we are changed. From glory to glory. And so he is calling us so that we may see. See what he said in Luke chapter 11. Reading from verse 33. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body therefore be full of light, having no dark part, or no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. Wonderful. He says, have light in you. He wants us to have light in us. Who? The light of God. The eyes of God. That the eyes, our physical eyes, is the light of our body. Therefore, if the eye is in order, we will be seen clearly. But if the eye is not working fine, then the whole body is filled with darkness. So he's saying to us that we should have that eye of God. That if the light in us, if the eye in us, which we are using to see, is the natural eye, say, how great is that darkness? If all we can see is natural things, he say, how great is that darkness? But if we can see this wonderful, if we can see this amazing one, this awesome, glorious God, then he say, we are in good shape. Our whole body is full of light. That's why he says the entrance of this God inside you, the entrance of his word is what he's saying. Giveth you light, giveth you understanding to the simple. That he wants the truth of the word of God to enter us. The truth of the Holy Bible that is being preached to us. So that he will enter us. And then when he enters us, we begin to see and understand that he's telling us of the glorious Son of God. He's telling us of the Lamb of God that is and was and is to come. And that his testimony is not of the evil one. It's not of the blind one. He has nothing to do with that. He has everything to do with him. See what the psalmist says in Psalm 73. Reading from verse 1. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Wonderful is the thing of the heart. See, you are cleansed by the words I have spoken to you. So when he's saying that we should have light in us, he's talking of our heart. The heart is where the sin is. Verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He said he had eyes, but foolish eyes. That he saw with his eyes the prosperity of the wicked. And then he was envious. That's why he said he almost fell. He says that I make you to fall. That he was looking at the prosperity of the wicked one. He didn't see the righteous one, is what the psalmist is saying. But if we jump the reading and we come to verse 17 of the Psalm 73. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood, I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors. That's why he says, I was foolish. I had a different mind. And I was envious. Until Anna came into the sanctuary, I saw. You see, this is a different eye. There's the eye outside the sanctuary. There's a different eye inside the sanctuary. You see, outside that dogs, hypocrites. They have no portion in the sanctuary. You see, when he came into the sanctuary, was sanctuary into his house, into his dwelling place. He understood that what he is envious of, they are walking on a slippery ground. That the eye he had was an evil eye. Then he repented, he turned to the Lord. That's what the Lord is saying to us, that we should repent. That he came to anoint our eyes so that we can see. It says that his eye was on something else, on the glory of men. You know, he said their eyes is in their chariots and horses. Some trust in horses and chariots. Some are in their bank accounts and what they have. That's all they see. Jesus sees where the treasure of a man is, where that's where his heart is. Therefore, lay your treasure in heaven. Let the Lord be your treasure. Let this wonderful be your treasure so that you can see him. You say, until I saw him, I saw the unremovable, the undiable, the unquenchable, the prosperity that does not finish. It can never end, that abided forever. He said, I became wise. You see, once you turn to the sanctuary, you become wise. That's why Jesus said, come to me. Oh, you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. You cannot go wrong once you come to him, because he is that light of God. He is that eye of God. He said you begin to see God again, because that God is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This man was saved. The psalmist says, when I came to this sanctuary, I was saved from foolishness. I was delivered from error. And so that's why he's saying to us, we should continue in his word. We are going to discover something. And that thing is that our eye is going to open. That we will know the truth. That's knowledge. He said you will know the truth. The truth will make you free. You will now find out that he is telling us concerning the truth of God. He said we now have the eyes to read and understand the scriptures. That if we don't have his spirit, it's like those sorcerers, those magicians in Babylon who could not read the handwriting on the wall because it was a spiritual writing written by the Lord. That we need his spirit to see. But Daniel, that had the spirit of the scripture, was able to read the handwriting on the wall. He said, if we don't have his spirit, we are blind. We cannot read this handwriting of God. This word of God. That the word of God is to be seen and read, but we need the eyes of God. That it's only with the eyes of God you can read it. And understand that this stone the builders disallowed is the chief cornerstone. It's a wonderful eyes. He said, you'll be seen as God. That's why he said, the truth will make you free. You'll be seen. He's the only one that can open the eyes of the blind. He's the only one that can make us see God. That's what he's saying to us. That there's only one person that can make us see God, and that's Jesus Christ. The word of God. That's why he says he is that one we are dealing with. And not only that he can see the things, he sees everything. He knows every human being. He knows all. Because his eyes are wonderful. It's the eyes of the Creator. And so he said that if you come to him, he seeth everything about you. That's good news. He said even the hair of your head cannot perish. He will account for it. He seeth all, particularly his own. That's why he told Abimelech, he said, you are a dead man. That you have taken a prophet's wife. Why? Because he seeth Abraham, seeth Sarah, seeth all of them, and his eyes upon them for good. So God is saying to us that we should repent. We should have a change of heart and know that his scriptures are not ordinary. That we should not come to him foolishly. That we turn to the scriptures. We are searching the scriptures. We don't believe in the scriptures. He said that's foolishness. That we are to believe in the scripture. It says, I'm the planting of God. God planted this word of God as a terrible one. He says that he has seven eyes, means he has perfect eyes. That's why he has committed all judgment to him. To who? To the scriptures. That the books shall be open. And the dead, everyone in the grave shall get up and stand before these eyes of God. And everyone shall account before him what they have done. And that there is not a man that you can mock or deceive. He knows everything. He seeth all things. And so you don't need any man to tell him. And so he's saying to us that we should come to him so that our work will be reproved and be done in the light. That if we stay away from this God, if we don't see this God, and we are saying Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord in our mouth, and our heart is far from him. Say, we are blind. We are naked. Because that Jesus is this scripture. That's why he said to Adam, he said, have you done what he said to you not to do? Have you eaten of the tree? He seeth all things. He knows all things. He is not blind like us. And so he's saying to us that we should come to the scripture and know him, that the knowledge of him sets you free. Once you know him, that he is, you are naked before him, then you will be free. You will take away your hands from evil. That's why he said this in John chapter 12. Hear what he says. John chapter 12, in verse 44 to 46. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. That's the truth. He said he came to deliver us from darkness into his marvelous light. He said, once you see me, you are in the light. You will not abide in darkness. Once you see me, you know that I'm that refiner's fire, that the word of God is to be seen. That when you see him, that's when repentance comes. That's why the man of God, Isaiah, says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the light. My eyes was open for the first time. I saw the king. I say, woe is me. That's when your nakedness will be manifest. You see how naked we are, because we keep saying, Jesus, Jesus, as if he's missing. We are the one lost. That the word of God is present, the present truth. He said in the year that King Uzziah died, he saw for the first time that he is being absolutely naked, exposed. He said that day, that year, he repented. Job said, I was hearing about you, but now my eyes see thee. He said, I cancel thee. Who says so the scriptures? Say, I cancel thee. I stand at the door, I'm knocking. That we are going to meet this God. That it is this word of God that is the judge of the living and the dead. What does he expect from us? To see him and know him. That if we are looking at Jesus, we don't know him, he says, that is utter confusion. That it is the Bible, is that eyes of God. He said, once you know he's seen you, you would be in order. You take your hand away from wickedness, you will not be manipulative. You know why the world is manipulative? You know why Adam sinned? He didn't see the Lord. He don't know whom the Lord is. If he knows that the word he gave to him is the Lord, our God, he will repent. If the word knows that is this Bible, that is Jesus Christ, whom they are looking for, they will repent. They say, we have not found him. They're looking for him. They think he can deceive God. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to this living one, he says, shall reap life. He can come to him boldly. Because as he is, so are we in this world. You are not looking for the Lord. How are you still looking for the Lord? This is our God today, tomorrow, and forever. Who? The God of the Bible. He is God. You know, the gods of the world don't exist. It's only himself. He said they have done wickedly against him before his sight, that he will bring all to judgment what they have done in his sight. Not that anyone would tell him. What is the judgment? That if we reject him, that is the judgment today. He said he doesn't condemn anyone. But this is the condemnation. That he has spoken, and the word he has spoken was not received. That he that seeth me, Jesus said, he that seeth the scripture and received the scripture, he said, I have received God that sent him. He that believes on him and receive him, he said, gives that person power to become a child of God. You become a child of the word of God, born again. By the word that liveth and by there forever. That is that eyes that say will make the diviner's mind. They have not seen anything. He makes the progenitors, divinators, and imaginators mad because they have imagined everything. Yet, he said, I'm God. He has never entered your heart. He says, that's why they will be exposed. He said, for judgment, I'm coming to this world. That those who are seen as magicians and the divinators are blind, because it is he that is to be seen. That once you see me, you have passed from death to life. That it is him Adam didn't see, became blind. And to see Jesus, that's the living. That this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Once you see Jesus, you're alive. You can't perish again, never again. And that is the eternal life he came to give to us. That he came to give us eternal life. That eternal life is in his word. He that has the word has eternal life. He that does not have the word of God, not having Christ abiding in him, has no life. That whosoever was not found written in this living one is perished. And the dead is the dead flesh. The living is this wonderful one. He knows all. Let his eye be in us, is what he's saying to us. When this one becomes your eye, you will not see the wicked one. The other eye is blind. He said when Adam's eye was open, he was blind to God. Once your eye is open to God, your eye is blind to the devil, blind to the flesh, blind to death. You can't die because you are seen. And he that opened your eye is greater than all, because he is the truth. And it is done indeed. He said you'll be free indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.